You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
The world takes on artificial intelligence at Davos. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. First, congressional leaders have come to an agreement to kick the government shutdown can down the road a little further. They unveiled a short-term spending bill that would keep federal agencies going until the beginning of March. It needs to be passed and signed by Friday, or else government agencies overseeing transportation and housing, among other things, run out of money. The first full day of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland is underway. This is the meeting where world leaders hash out solutions to global challenges. One of those this year is artificial intelligence. War, election integrity, and growing economic inequality are also up there. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning.
Let's start with AI. What are we hearing?
Yeah, several things. One is a survey from consulting firm PwC tracking what CEOs are thinking about, and they're worried about disruptions brought on by AI and climate change. And 45% of the CEOs surveyed said their company might not survive a decade without reinvention. In the more immediate term, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella told a forum on the sidelines of the main event that he's thinking about the U.S. elections and how the company can prevent the spread of misinformation, especially AI-generated misinformation. And separately, Microsoft's partner OpenAI put out a note about some of its election-related efforts, including preventing developers from creating chatbots which impersonate politicians or government agencies.
All right, so that's AI. What else has come out of Davos so far? What might we expect?
Well, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is there, so expect an effort to bring focus back to his country's financial and military needs. The Israel-Hamas war will continue to be a big topic. It already is. We've already heard this morning from Qatar's prime minister talking about Red Sea shipping disruptions, essentially saying that until the Israel war ends with Hamas, that war ends, that the Yemenis will likely continue to attack cargo ships there.
All right, Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Boeing says it plans to increase quality inspections of its 737 MAX 9 planes after an unused door blew off an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Lebanon was just pulling itself out of a five-year-long recession and economic crisis, and then the Israel-Gaza war erupted. The economy is now on track to slide back into recession for the year, according to the World Bank. Lebanon is heavily reliant on tourism and hospitality, sectors that do not thrive on war. The BBC's Hannah McCarthy reports from Beirut.
We start in the Middle East, where security forces in southern Israel have moved to a war footing to combat a surprise attack by the Palestinian militant group Hamas.
When the war between Israel and Hamas began on the 7th of October, it quickly spread to southern Lebanon, where Hezbollah, an Iran-backed ally of Hamas, began exchanging fire with Israeli forces along the blue line that separates the two countries.
The war is happening in Gaza, but it's also happening in Lebanon. This is something sometimes people forget or is not very covered in the news.
Joseph Saej had only just opened Levant, a store specializing in Lebanese baked goods in Beirut a few weeks before the war began.
I lived 10 years in Paris and I got back to Beirut 6 months ago.
Since October, tens of thousands of people have fled their homes in southern Lebanon, and many countries have advised their citizens against traveling to Lebanon, with several airlines cutting their flights to Beirut.
All the foreigners that were in Beirut, be it the tourists or the ones who were living here, expats or volunteers with NGOs, and they left within days.
The lack of flights and foreign visitors hit vital tourist revenues, says Sami Zughaib, an economist at the Policy Initiative in Beirut.
If we had assumed a tourist revenue similar to what we had last year, for example, of around $1,500 per passenger, we're looking at something closer to around $300 million in losses, only from the tourist revenues.
He says that fewer flights and visitors have also reduced the flow of foreign currency into Lebanon, which has a cash-based economy after its banking sector collapsed.
Lebanon also imports cash, and much of this cash that was being shipped through the airport.
During the first month of the war, the Lebanese restaurant sector experienced an 80% drop in business, hitting owners like Joseph Saej hard.
Sales went down. Coming back here, I knew that at some point, eventually something would happen. Didn't expect that it would be that big and it would be that quick, actually.
The holiday season drew some Lebanese expats back from abroad, bringing with them fresh dollars and euros. I spoke to Danny Boumaroun, a Lebanese-American music producer, about how the holiday season had felt in Beirut this year.
Things are starting to feel a bit normal. Beirut is pretty busy, but not nearly as much as usual. This year it feels off. Obviously, things are uncertain and no one knows what's going to happen.
Maya Noon from the syndicate that represents restaurant owners in Lebanon says that the hospitality sector is determined to keep its doors open.
The restaurant sector has always been one of these sectors that were like really behind the economy in Lebanon.
She says they'll keep operating as the Hamas-Israel war continues with no end in sight. I'm the BBC's Hannah McCarthy for Marketplace.
And I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.